Hello, this is Jim Greville from WXZY Radio, 101.7 FM, Kane. And today we have a guest from Abate Kinzu Chapter.
My name's Dan Carrick. I belong to the Kinzu Chapter of Abate of Pennsylvania.
What is Abate?
Abate is an acronym that stands for Alliance of Bikers Aimed Towards Education, both for us as motorcyclists and for John Q. Public, because they share the road. You know, we're all road brothers there.
And I understand May is Motorcycle Awareness Month.
Yeah, it's pretty much of a nationwide thing. Really what we want to do is this is to get the public to be more aware of us. They haven't seen us on the road now since last fall. A lot of folks are not used to seeing us out there again. So we want to make people aware that we're here. Plus the other thing too is motorcycle awareness goes for us as riders. Because we haven't been on the road for the same length of time, and we have to sharpen our skills and pay attention to the roads. You know, the sand is still on the roads, and of course, our friend the pothole.
That's right. So it's kind of just this time of year when we need to start thinking again about motorcycles being on the road and thinking safety.
Yeah, we have more and more and more motorcycles every single year. More people are finding out that they're enjoyable. They are an extremely cheap way of getting around. Plus, they're a heck of a lot of fun. The people that you meet, be it the guys wearing the big heavy leathers or the guys wearing the sport gear or the dual sport guys that go from here to California and back, we have a good time.
Well, how can the public help with your cause?
A big thing that we look at when we start talking to drivers is look for us. See us. Look for that single light up the road that usually where you're used to seeing two lights. Or in some of the guys, like myself, we have three lights across the front of our bikes just for more visibility. Pay attention to how far away we are. We travel a little bit different speed sometimes than you guys do, and we tend to be a little bit closer than what you really think we are. So pay attention when you're getting ready to make a left-hand turn in front of us, or you're coming out off a side street or a parking lot. We tell everybody, we do it ourselves, is look left, look right, look left again. Just pay attention for us. Don't try to share our lane. We don't share well with others. What might be a little bump for you can be catastrophic for us.
And it does make sense, as someone turns left in front of you, that they may think that you're farther away than you really are.
I've already started seeing it this year in the newspapers and on the news, things like that. I'm seeing accidents, car versus bike, and very rarely does it ever end good for the guy that's on the bike.
No, that's for sure. So if somebody wants to join your group, how do they go about doing that?
They can go to abatapa.org. That's our state website. If they want to see what Kinzu Chapter is all about, there's a couple of ways they can do it. They can go onto our Facebook page. It's Kinzu Chapter of Abate PA. It's the easiest place to get a hold of us. We answer the messages pretty quick on it. If somebody has a question or they want to join, there's always somebody ready to jump and to give a hand with whatever you need. They can come to one of our meetings the last Tuesday of the month at the VFW in Bradford. It would be behind the Pizza Hut. And I think everybody knows where that is. That's on West Washington Street on the way out to Pitt. And that's at 6 o'clock.
Okay. And Abate is A-B-A-T-E.
Yep.
All right.
When we're out and about getting gas or maybe in a restaurant or getting ready to walk into a restaurant or something like that, don't be scared of us. Those leathers and chaps and the helmets we wear and the gloves we wear, the boots we wear, they're not meant to scare you. Honestly, or to intimidate John Q. Public. They're there to protect us from the dangers of the road, you know, and heaven forbid if we go down. But if you come up to us and want to talk, we're just regular people. It could be doctors, lawyers, the principal at your school, the machinist that works in the shop next to you, or the checkout boy at the supermarket. So most of us are pretty regular people, and we're more than willing to talk about our love.
Well, and not only motorcycles, but you do a lot more for the community. I understand that you get involved with Christmas for Kids, and actually, even in Kane, you donate
right.
Some things in Kane. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Christmas for Kids was something we started 5 years ago. We tried to get the old Toys for Tots going again in the county, but to get that going, you've got to jump through a lot of hoops. So we decided that there was a need, and we decided to financially backstop the programs that are already in place. We're not the ones that, get the armloads of toys and give them out to the kids and stuff like that. We give money to the programs already in place so that we don't have to reinvent the wheel. Over the 4 years leading up to this year, we've put about $50,000 into charity in the county. We do food banks. We do community centers like your community center here in Kane. We help homeless center down in Bradford through the YWCA. We air market for children. We've even gone so far as to help the Bradford Hospital with their breastfeeding initiative. We do anything and everything that has to do with a child.
Well, Dan, it sounds like a good organization that helps our community, and I'm glad that you were able to take a few minutes and spend some time with our listeners here on WXEY.
Yeah, my pleasure. And like I said, you see us on the road, say hi.
Okay. This is Jim Gravel signing off for WXEY. I want to thank you again as listeners of our station. Keep it local.